Unraveling the Mysteries of Revelation 12. Revelation 12 is one of the most fascinating and complex chapters in the Bible, filled with vivid imagery and profound symbolism. This chapter presents a dramatic vision of a woman, a child, and a dragon, each playing a crucial role in the cosmic battle between good and evil. As we delve into this passage, we will explore its deep meaning, its implications for our faith, and its powerful message of hope and redemption through Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, The Vision of the Woman. In Revelation 12:1, we are introduced to a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. This striking image is the first of seven significant signs revealed to John. The woman's appearance is both majestic and symbolic, representing a vital figure in the biblical narrative. The woman symbolizes multiple facets of God's people throughout history. Some interpretations see her as a representation of the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. This view emphasizes Mary's role in the divine plan of salvation, highlighting her purity and her pivotal role in bringing the Savior into the world. Another prevalent interpretation sees the woman as symbolizing Israel, God's chosen people. The 12 stars in her crown represent the 12 tribes of Israel, underscoring the nation's central role in God's redemptive history. This interpretation aligns with various Old Testament prophecies that depict Israel as a woman in labor, struggling and suffering, but ultimately bringing forth the Messiah. The imagery of the sun and the moon further reinforces the connection to Israel. In Genesis 37:9-11, Joseph has a dream where the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow down to him, symbolizing his family. The woman in Revelation 12 echoes this vision, linking her to the people of Israel and their covenant relationship with God. 2. The birth of the child. Revelation 12:2 describes the woman as being pregnant and crying out in pain as she is about to give birth. This powerful image captures the intense struggle and anticipation that accompanies the arrival of the child. The child she bears is none other than Jesus Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. The birth of the child represents the fulfillment of God's promise to send a Savior into the world. This event is central to the Christian faith, marking the incarnation of God's Son, who came to redeem humanity from sin and death. The child's birth is a moment of both great joy and profound significance, heralding the dawn of a new era in God's plan of salvation. In this context, the labor pains of the woman can be seen as symbolic of the suffering and tribulations that precede the coming of Christ. These pains reflect the struggles of God's people throughout history as they await the fulfillment of God's promises. Despite the hardships, the birth of the child signifies hope and the ultimate victory of God's redemptive plan. 3. The threat of the dragon. As the woman prepares to give birth, another ominous figure emerges in the vision. Revelation 12:3 introduces a great red dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns on its heads. This fearsome creature represents Satan, the embodiment of evil and the adversary of God's people. The dragon's appearance is terrifying, with its multiple heads and crowns signifying its power and authority. However, this power is inherently corrupt and opposed to God's righteous rule. The dragon's presence in the vision underscores the reality of spiritual warfare, highlighting the ongoing conflict between the forces of good and evil. Revelation 12:4 describes how the dragon's tail sweeps a third of the stars from the sky and casts them to the earth. This action symbolizes Satan's rebellion and the fall of a portion of the angelic hosts who followed him. It also foreshadows the destructive impact of Satan's influence on the world. The dragon positions itself before the woman, ready to devour her child the moment he is born. This graphic imagery conveys the intense enmity between Satan and Christ, reflecting the many attempts throughout history to thwart God's plan of salvation. From Herod's massacre of the innocents to the persecution of Jesus during his ministry, Satan's efforts to destroy the Messiah are evident. 4. The triumph of the child. Despite the dragon's malevolent intentions, Revelation 12:5 declares the victorious outcome. The woman gives birth to a male child who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. This statement affirms the messianic identity of the child, drawing on Old Testament prophecies such as Psalm 2:9, which speaks of the Messiah's sovereign rule. The child is then caught up to God and to his throne, signifying Jesus' ascension and exaltation. This moment marks the ultimate triumph of Christ over sin, death, and Satan. By ascending to the right hand of the Father, Jesus takes his rightful place as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The dragon's failure to destroy the child highlights the futility of Satan's opposition to God's redemptive plan. Despite his relentless efforts, Satan cannot thwart the divine purpose. The ascension of Christ confirms the victory of God's kingdom and the assurance of salvation for all who believe in him. 5. The woman's refuge in the celestial battle. Following the child's ascension, Revelation 12:6 describes how the woman flees into the wilderness to a place prepared by God, where she is cared for 1-160 days. This period represents a time of protection and sustenance for God's people amid trials and tribulations. The wilderness symbolizes a place of refuge and divine provision. Just as God provided for the Israelites during their journey through the desert, he ensures the safety and well-being of the woman. This imagery conveys the faithfulness of God in sustaining his people, even in times of intense persecution and hardship. In the following verses, Revelation 12:7-9, we witness a dramatic celestial battle. Michael and his angels wage war against the dragon and his followers. This conflict results in the dragon's defeat and expulsion from heaven. The dragon, identified as the ancient serpent, the devil, and Satan, is cast down to the earth along with his angels. The expulsion of Satan from heaven signifies a decisive victory in the spiritual realm. It underscores the authority of Christ and the power of God's kingdom. Michael's triumph over the dragon exemplifies the ultimate defeat of evil and the establishment of divine justice. 6. The dragon's wrath and the faithful remnant. Revelation 12:10-12 features a heavenly proclamation celebrating the victory over Satan. A loud voice in heaven declares the arrival of salvation, strength, and the kingdom of God, for the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. This proclamation highlights the significance of Christ's victory and the assurance of redemption for believers. However, the dragon's defeat in heaven leads to increased hostility on earth. Revelation 12:12 warns of the dragon's great wrath, knowing that his time is short. This intensified opposition manifests in the dragon's pursuit of the woman and her offspring. Revelation 12:13-17 depicts the dragon's relentless efforts to persecute the woman. Despite his fury, the woman is given two wings of a great eagle, enabling her to fly to a place of safety in the wilderness. This imagery evokes the Exodus narrative, where God carried the Israelites on eagle's wings to freedom. Exodus 19:4. The dragon attempts to overwhelm the woman with a flood, but the earth comes to her aid, swallowing the river. This intervention signifies divine protection and the futility of Satan's attacks against God's people. Frustrated by his inability to harm the woman, the dragon turns his rage towards her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. This passage emphasizes the ongoing spiritual warfare faced by believers. Satan's enmity towards the faithful reflects the reality of persecution and trials in the Christian journey. However, it also underscores the steadfastness of God's protection and the ultimate victory promised to those who remain faithful. 7. The hope of redemption and the promise of victory. Revelation 12 provides a powerful and dramatic portrayal of the cosmic struggle between good and evil. Through the vivid imagery of the woman, the child, and the dragon, this chapter reveals profound truths about God's redemptive plan and the assurance of victory through Jesus Christ. The woman symbolizes both Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Israel, God's chosen people. Her role in the vision highlights the significance of God's covenant relationship with humanity and the fulfillment of his promises. The birth of the child represents the incarnation of Christ, the Savior who brings redemption and hope to the world. The dragon, representing Satan, embodies the forces of evil that oppose God's kingdom. His defeat in the celestial battle and his subsequent expulsion from heaven affirm the triumph of Christ and the ultimate defeat of evil. Despite Satan's continued hostility towards believers, the narrative assures us of God's protection and the promise of eternal salvation. As Christians, we are called to remain steadfast in our faith, knowing that we are part of a larger spiritual conflict. The vision of Revelation 12 reminds us that, despite the challenges and trials we face, we have the assurance of victory through Jesus Christ. His crucifixion and resurrection have secured our redemption, and his authority as the King of Kings guarantees the ultimate defeat of Satan. This chapter also encourages us to find hope and strength in God's faithfulness. Just as the woman found refuge in the wilderness, we too can trust in God's provision and protection. Our journey of faith may be marked by trials, but we are never alone. God is with us, sustaining us and guiding us towards the fulfillment of his promises. In conclusion, Revelation 12 offers a compelling and dramatic depiction of the cosmic battle between good and evil. The vision of the woman, the child, and the dragon serves as a powerful reminder of God's redemptive plan and the assurance of victory through Jesus Christ. As we navigate the challenges of life, may we hold fast to our faith, confident in the knowledge that we are part of a larger story, one that culminates in the ultimate triumph of God's kingdom. Let us remain vigilant, with our hearts filled with hope, as we await the glorious return of our Savior and the consummation of all things. Amen.